How do you feel like TJ's doing, and do you feel like this is a week where the running game can, you know, really get going for you guys?
Yeah, we like to say that every week, really, we kind of look to try to get better in terms of the run game and in terms of his development. But we are, you know, we're excited about him. We've been excited about him since he took over the starting role and when we drafted him. But we do think that he's getting better every week. He's healthier now. We think, you know, as a team, really offensively, we're pretty healthy right now. So, and he's part of that. But always looking for him, all of our players, especially our young players. We like the development of really all of our young players right now, and he's certainly a part of that.
With that health, is it a challenge getting Rashad, Marquise, those guys involved?
You know, we don't look at it that way, I should say. You know, it's good to have a talented group of playmakers at the wide receiver, running back position, tight end position. There's a lot of players there. When you're looking again, as we talk about touches and matchups and those issues, and certainly you feel a lot better about it when you have a completely healthy team than you do a non-healthy team. So we look at it as a plus.
Tough going to the red zone the other night. How important is it to get that corrected?
Yeah, oh, certainly. Always say that. Those situations, any of the special situations, we've got to get better. Short yardage situation, we talked about that. We've got to get better at the red zone. Our red zone opportunities, we need to score more touchdowns. So we'll always certainly look at everything from what we're doing in terms of scheme, in terms of who we're getting the ball to, in terms of play selection. All those things are involved in it, and we're taking a good hard look at that.
When there was struggles early in the year, you said that it was execution. What did you see Thursday night? Do you wish maybe you would have called a different player too?
I think that part all the time. I think any time you go back and look at a game or in an area of a game where you're not successful, you certainly go back and take a look at what you were called and think of plays that may have better plays that could have been chosen. And you also look at the execution. So it's a combination of the two. We felt like going into the game that we would be able to run the ball against them in those situations. It obviously didn't work out that way. So we will go back and look at it, and we'll do a better job of evaluating those situations, do a better job of how we're scheming up those teams, and we'll do a better job of scoring in the red zone.
Anything you do about it?
He's learning again, and I know no one wants to hear that, but I'm telling you that he's developing, and he's done some very good things, and he'll get better. And you know, all of those are learning opportunities. When do the learning opportunities stop, and when is he going to be a seasoned veteran? Well, in time. You know, he's seeing things, like I said, a lot of times he's seeing things for the first time. And you know, some players don't make that decision, or some players don't have, you know, don't try and make some of the throws that he's tried to make. And I think it's better somewhat to have that type of player with an aggressive attitude and then try and pull back the reins in the other way when you're trying to push somebody to make plays. So, you know, bad timing, certainly none of it, decision-making interception is ever the right time. But he'll learn from it and he'll get better.
Blake has, I guess, come from behind victories or game-winning drives, I think the most in the NFL. But his fourth quarter completion percentage, I think, is the worst in the NFL.
We look at all of that, and right now, as I stated earlier, or we said as an offensive staff, we'll continue to work on different ways to make sure that completion percentage, overall his completion percentage, isn't where he'd like it to be or where we'd like it to be. So we'll continually work on that, and certainly the fourth quarter stats would show that his passer rating in the fourth quarter is one of the lower ones. However, again, you can't take away the four comebacks that he's made, and certainly when it's been on the line, he's managed to show up.
Show that, like, he might be one of those guys that could be off for a while but then turn it on.
I think that, and I also think, again, he is a really mentally strong football player. And, you know, he'll just go from series to series, you know, from play to play. One play, we always talk about one play to one play. And if something bad happens, it's water off a duck's back to him. You know, he's going to go out and, all right, I threw the interception that last series. What do we have coming up next series? So I can think about what I need to execute this next series. So he's very conscious, you know, on the sidelines. He's a player that is completely into the game, completely in the situation, in the play clock, the score, knowing what the situation is. He understood the gravity of the interception at that point in the game, knowing that I might not have many more opportunities left. But rather than dwell on that, let me know what we've got coming up so I can start to think on those plays that I'm going to have to execute here down the stretch. So he's very strong that way.
Rashad didn't play a lot of snaps on offense the other night. Do you think you'll work him in more second game back?
You know, I understand it comes back down. We've got a number of guys, Rashad, Marquise Lee, some guys that are healthy now, Julius Thomas, obviously, that we would, you know, we will rotate and will roll. Based on their productivity in practice, based on the, again, the trust factor with the quarterback, a number of things go into those situations, for those plays that they'll be in on. You know, how well does he run this route and where's the trust factor between he and Blake? So, you know, all of those guys are kind of in that situation right now, but we will certainly game plan and try to put them in the plays, that they can do to the best of their abilities.
How's Cam replace the guy with Linder? Tough assignment. How's he coming along?
Much like TJ, another young player that we felt coming out of the game, we were looking for positives. What were some positives? You know, we were, as an offense, we felt like, you know, we left a lot of points, a lot of yardage on the field the other night. And yet we still feel like, you know, the positive coming out is our young players are getting better, and AJ is one of those players too that we came out of it saying, you know, between he and A-Rob and Blake and TJ, there's a number of young players that are continuing to get better every week. So we're happy with his progress.
What's his strengths?
He's very strong, powerful, very powerful player, intelligent player, but power would probably be one of his biggest strengths.
What's he gotta work on?
Technique, I'd say, more than anything, technique. At this level is so important for the guys that are playing up front. And, you know, he's got a good group of veteran guys around him, really, when you look at inside of him and outside of him, two guys there that are very helpful in terms of his development. And I think that room has been real good with him. And really, a guy like Linder that kind of stands outside and watches the game and is also there as a teaching aid, as well as, you know, the help he's getting from Doug and Luke, so he's got a lot of people that are kind of looking out for him and are excited about his development.
You're surprised Hermes has done so good from when you first saw him in camp, or did you break from the start and said, "Oh, this guy is for real"?
Obviously, from afar, it really, even when I was not here a year ago, you know, you knew of Allen Hurns when you'd watch and you'd see games from other common opponents. So I knew of him. I would say I didn't realize that he would have the impact that he has on this football team, not only as a player in the wide receiver room, but the impact that he has on the entire offense, just in terms of his leadership and his work ethic. And so I'm certainly real happy to have him on our side of the ball.
He's such a young guy, has been such a leader.
Oh yeah, you're kind of thrust into that role when you don't have a lot of veterans around you in your room. Someone has to take control of that room, and he's done a great job of that. You know, again, not everyone has a personality to do that. Not everyone has the character to do that and work ethic, but he has that, and he has the respect of not only the wide receivers, but the entire of the offense and really the offensive team.
Yeldon had a couple big gains on that counter play with Clay doing the mm-hmm. landlock. Why did that play work last week?
Not getting into the technical part of it, I just think it, you know, it was a matter of everybody, and it's not just those two players. It's a combination of you know, everybody up front, and certainly for some of the deeper runs to occur, we need some players in the perimeter blocking. So, and you need Blake carrying out fakes to hold a backside defender from folding in on a tackle for a half a second. Even if that's your role, that's a part of the run play. So it's an important role for everybody, and it's just, again, that's part of what we talk about. Execution can be better. We need to make sure their execution's better on every play.
Do you think TJ is a player that can develop into a goal line player for you guys?
You know, we're hope. Like I said, he's an every down. We say right now he's an every down player. Would like to have seen him gotten the last short yardage running play. We felt like that's a play he can get. We didn't get it. We can block him better. He can get that play. Got to understand the gravity situation, understanding situational football, knowing that exactly how far we need to get this first down is so important in that situation. So I think that he can certainly grow into that role.
San Diego giving up a league-high amount of 20-yard-plus rushes. What do you see? What have teams been able to do to take advantage of them, and what do you try to?
Well, they're a good football team. They're trading players in and out. You know, there's not a lot of continuity that they've had on the defensive side of the football team. So we're expecting certainly a really good football team that we're going to have to face. They've lost a number of games by one score. they just, you know, they've only won two, but they've been in almost every football game. But I would say continuity more than anything is probably the reason why they've given up so many explosive plays.
Wiz has gone against them obviously a lot in his career. How much does that help you when it's a team that this franchise hasn't played as often as maybe?
What was it, Case again?
Has gone against San Diego so often.
Yeah. And that's helped again, obviously, and I was in that division as well the last 2 years. So there's some familiarity there. I think, Wiz knows, you know, he's played against a number of the guys up front. The guy that's actually, he's going against directly, he's gone against for, two seasons at least. So, I know he's got a good feel for those people. Now, again, every game you play, the scheme is different. They're trying to attack you a different way. So he's going to see things that he hasn't seen before. But I always think it helps to have familiarity, certainly for us within our division. We should feel at the end of this season, our young players, first year players or second year players should have a real strong feeling about the other defensive coordinators and defensive schemes in this division, especially. And they all keep notepads on every team in the division. They keep notepads on every team that we play, but especially in our division, they have them in a file folder so they can pull them out in January, February, March, and review those teams in our division. So it certainly helps to play someone that you've played against in your division.
Did you check out their notes? Who's taking good notes?
Oh, we always check the notes, yeah. I mean, that's part of it. I think it's part of our job. And part of it is also teaching them how to take notes. So, but they all have those folders and, again, we want them to prepare for not just the season, prepare for it to be a career, not a 2 or 3 year job, but prepare for it to be a career. In order to do that, you have to take it that seriously to where you've got notes and file folders on every team. And if you're, God forbid, you should have to go somewhere else, you can pull them out and take a look at those notes when you're getting ready to play that opponent in the future. So, thank you guys. Yep.